Well, I don't know if you fight it. I mean, you have another install day, so it's more of new stuff going in the game plan and some new things that we did out here. But it's still staying in the books and being prepared. But, yeah, I mean, some guys are tired. But, hey, this is training camp. We know what to expect, and you just got to fight through it.
Do you feel pretty good with how you did in 11?
Yeah. I mean, I felt good with, you know, what we did. I mean, good two-minute drive. I think both groups did a good job. But overall, I mean, I thought it was good practice. Obviously, there's things to correct, but I think the ball's going to the right places. You know, we're doing a pretty good job of protecting the ball.
What's the balance between, you know, with this emphasis on the competition and the spotlight on you guys, the balance between the results daily and then that big picture?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're worried about the results. I think it's just going out here, competing each and every day, trying to get better, and, you know, just be the leader out here, and we'll correct what we need to inside, but each and every day we just got to bring our A game and show them that we're consistent on a consistent basis.
If you don't have your A game on a day, does it add some pressure to you as a competitor?
Well, I mean, that's when you take a step back, and you don't want to take a step back. You always want to keep going forward, so my goal is to stay consistent and keep pushing myself each and every day to get better.
How good is it for you to be able to work with the one sum? Throughout the course of things.
Well, I mean, it's good. I mean, obviously, our twos are doing a good job of receivers and even the line, but to get in there with get some good work with Mercedes and, you know, Cecil and the other receivers, it's good. And you get some of the timing down, and it's just good work with that.
Just tell us about your day overall today.
Well, we talked about your practice. There's a lot of ups and downs right now, and I think Jed mentioned being like an echocardiogram, and what we're trying to do right now is just be consistent. We have three great plays, one bad play, four great plays, one bad play, two good plays, one bad play, and what we're working through right now is just getting back into the swing of things and getting our level of play very consistent. And that's our main focus right now, and we're just going to keep working on it.
You had some struggles a little early, some fumbled snaps today, and can you address that a little bit?
Hey, they can't happen. That falls on me. We got to get with the centers, get snaps, and work on it. I mean, they're going to happen, but you want to minimize them. That's an unforced error that we can't afford to have.
What's the balance between daily results and big picture in this competition?
Our mindset just get better every day. Focus on one thing and get better on it. And improve on third downs. Eliminate turnovers. And there's going to be a certain focal point every day, and that's what we're going to try and get better at.
You have to almost, you talk about consistency, you have to make sure your mind is consistent,
yeah, I mean,
in terms of that.
When the mistakes happen, we talked about that last night, they're going to happen. But learn from it, move on. There's still more plays, and everybody's going to have turnovers. Every team's going to make mistakes in certain situations. But what you can do right now in training camp is learn from it, watch the film, get better, and forget about it.
What are you comfortable with right now, the first couple of days, and what are you doing?
We have a lot of our install in right now, and right now we're just working together and trying to over-communicate a little bit and make sure everybody's on the same page in every play.
Who's impressed you so far through these first two?
Oh, there's been a lot of guys, and the receivers have stood out to me just being in such great shape because they've ran a lot so far, and having the ability to get through an entire practice right now, it's really stood out to this whole football team.
Guy that stands out to everybody so far, Cecil, is just looks like he picked up right where he left off.
Yeah,
you see that?
Been doing a phenomenal job, and he's busting his tail, and the younger guys are seeing that, and they're trying to emulate that work ethic, so it's only going to help this football team get better.
Certain safety valve can Mercedes be for you guys at quarterback?
Oh, crucial. Anytime you have a big body like that over the ball in the picture, it's our job to get him the ball. When he's singled up on a linebacker, out on the edge against a linebacker or a safety, we got to exploit that and feed it to him.
He spent a lot of time last year as an inline blocker because of necessity. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that, like the fact that he wasn't out there?
And he's going to do whatever we need him to do. Right now we're trying to have him do some unique things, and that's going to help our football team. Anytime, like I said, he can be on the perimeter, singled up against a 5'11", 6-foot guy, he's 6'7".
Yeah.
And so we got to take advantage of that situation.
You're working in practice, and Cecil's as good at getting open as he is right now. Do you have to tell yourself to look for other guys?
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through my reads. When we have throws that he's our number one primary receiver and he's open, it's quarterback's job to throw him the football. We're not going to bypass an open receiver, regardless of the situation.
Any concerns about the fact that you and Chad are splitting reps with the ones? Or you
expect no, we're all trying to improve on a daily basis, regardless of who's out there. Every quarterback is just trying to get better, and that's our main focal point right now. And you control what you can control.